Hey everybody, welcome to a episode of Objection. This is me, Dan, Adam, Mac, the bonus Objection. And this is left over from an idea we just had after recording last week's. So I think we're going to run this week anyway. Here's what it is. We were just talking about the NFL season opening. And hopefully Dan had the foresight to open up like a Wikipedia page with all the team names. Because I can't think of it. But we're going to do this real quick. We're going to run off every single team name. And our challenge is to figure out a movie or TV show connected with that team name or a scene that maybe we like. And that's what we're going to do. So Adam, Mac, welcome again.
Howdy.
Nice. I want to make sure, because we wanted to record this so we can catch the, no doubt, the comic gold that's going to stream.
Yes, yes. You want me to start firing away?
Go for it. So Dan is going to read.
I'm just going to start with the AFC North and move through the. First up, a movie with a raven.
Raven, all right. Gentlemen, Raven.
Roger Corman's The Raven, based on the Edgar Allan Poe movie with Vincent Price.
Fantastic. Classic. Now, a Bengal tiger.
Oof.
It specifically has to be a Bengal tiger.
Man, a Bengal tiger. Now, okay, was it in... I don't know if they're Bengal tigers. I don't know my tigers, but in the Swiss Family Robinson, didn't they dig a hole and put a tiger in there and put the pirates to fall into? Remember that?
I think they did.
Nice. We're going to say that's okay.
The Bengal tigers are Asian, aren't they? Or did I just kill your...
Keep moving.
Okay, keep moving. Okay.
Let's get out of here.
It's going to be a tough one. Browns.
There's no good way to answer this question.
Well, there was that episode, that scene in Dumb and Dumber, right, where... He had the laxative now, okay.
Yeah, well, there's the, if you've ever seen the Groove Tube, there's the whole Brown 49 thing. Where it's some sort of industrial stuff that, you know, looks like what it would sound like, but is, I don't know, in everything. All plastic, all food products, everything. Brown 49.
All right, that sounds good to me. Continue.
Steelers.
Oh, man.
How about the guys working in the mill in Terminator 2?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that'll work.
In the steel mill, yeah, that's true.
Or Steel starring Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, move on.
This should be easy. Texans.
Oh. Should be easy.
You know, remember the Alamo, something like that.
Yeah.
Or the Alamo.
The Alamo, yeah. Pee-wee's Big Adventure, he went to the Alamo.
Basement at the Alamo?
Colts.
Colts. Oh, quick, I got a text from Michael Staley, who I guess he can still hear us.
No.
He just said for Browns, Charlie and Sally Brown from Peanuts.
Nice!
Way to go, Michael. Thank you. All right, so continue on. What was it?
Colts. The Horse Whisperer.
Okay,
that'll work.
Because nice. Colts are like a non-aggressive, like it's one step up from a pony, right?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it. I'm trying to think of an alien-related film I know.
Colts, that's what I think.
Yeah, Seabiscuit, you know, whatever.
That's right.
This one should be easy. Jaguar.
Oh, Apocalypto.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Jaguar to the face.
Jaguar to the face.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Titan.
Clash of the.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Bills.
Okay. Now, I guess you could go with different, you know, there's tons of different ways. So there's like Demi Moore covering yourself in bills and indeed.
Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck.
Yes. Bills and Howard the Duck.
Brewster's Millions, lots of bills.
If we actually, what is a bill in
the context? Team? Do we know? I mean, is it just Buffalo Bill? Is that what
it's supposed to be like a cowboy, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys are the football guys.
That's why they're such a pathetic franchise.
I'm Canadian. I'm barely following half of this.
Okay, you're doing well though. You're holding on.
All right.
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Ace Ventura.
Very good. We'll go with that.
And that new Morgan Freeman movie where the dolphin has the robot tail. It's inspirational and heartwarming.
human beings reaching out to dolphins, bridging the divide. Patriots.
Well, the obvious one is Mel Gibson Patriot, but that movie stunk. So.
Right.
How about John Adams? That was a pretty awesome miniseries.
Oh, that was good, yeah.
That was awesome. The old mastectomy with no anesthesia. That's what I took away from that entire miniseries. Not the formation of the country, just the fact that mastectomies used to happen with no anesthesia. Jets.
Jets. Top Gun, baby.
Yeah, definitely Top Gun.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The True Lies with the Harriers.
That's true.
Broncos.
Ooh. Gentlemen Broncos.
Oh, terrible movie.
And Bronco Billy with Clint Eastwood.
It's a
terrible movie. Chiefs.
Right, we're getting tantalizing close to the racist team.
Yes.
Chiefs. Let's see. Who's the famous Chiefs? Last of the Mohicans?
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Worked for me.
All right.
Raiders?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Got to do it.
Chargers.
Ah, tough one.
Oh.
Chargers. What is a charger? Can we define that?
There's that movie Cellular where he kept looking for a charger to recharge.
That's the cellular. It's a great movie, too, by the way. But what is a charger in the context of the team, I wonder? Is it like a Steeler where they're working with energy?
No, it's just like a big lightning bolt.
That's right, okay. So they're charging, okay. Yeah. I don't know if it's supposed to, like, you know, the road crews that you see, you know, tooling around, if that's what they're named after. Like if their mascot is a guy in those buckets that raises up, you know, and he gets the crowd going.
That'd be a pretty lame mascot.
That would be pretty lame. Some guy holding slow and stop, and he flips it over, stop, for the crowd to stop cheering. Yeah.
Nice. All right, now we're moving to the NFC.
All right, NFC.
Rocking through Bears.
Bears.
The Edge with
the Edge.
Yeah, that'll work too.
That's a great one. One of my favorite scenes where Alec Baldwin rather, and Anthony Hopkins, they kill the giant man-eater bear. The next scene, they're just decked out in this, like, the furs that they're sporting are pretty awesome, like from the Kardashian collection.
Yeah, they got the furs, and they have the necklaces made of all the teeth and the claws.
Where do they find time to do all this?
Lions is the next one.
Lions. A lot of lions.
Gladiator movies, can we do that?
There you go. The Lion King, I guess, is obvious.
Coming in 3D for some reason.
Yeah. For reasons unknown. I can't imagine it's going to be good. I guess that Stampede will be all right.
Yeah, that won't be too bad.
This could go. This next one could go squirrely in many different ways.
All right.
Packers.
Well, I'll go with a movie I just reviewed for the site called The Executioner. No, I'm sorry. Not The Executioner. The Exterminator. The Exterminator. About a guy who's a Vietnam vet, and he decides to wipe out the scum of the city, and he works in a meat packing plant, and he finds a corrupt boss, and he hangs him above a meat grinder, and he lowers him in slowly to the meat grinder.
Dang.
And you see the hamburger come out in one scene, so he packs that guy. There you go.
That sounds like it could be a sequel to Psycho Kickboxer.
If only. Description. If only.
Yeah. Packers were a running gag on a Mystery Science Theater 3000.
They were.
Whenever crowds would be cheering about something, our heroes would shout, "Packers win the Super Bowl."
Vikings.
Next. Oh, 13th Warrior, baby.
Right on. Ah, there you go. Right on.
All the way.
Falcons.
Falcons. Well, okay, how about this? One of my favorite TV dubs was in Die Hard 2. You know where I'm going with this probably.
I know this one,
He blows up the jet. You know, also applicable to the Jets, I guess. He blows it up, and instead of the yippee-ki-yay mofo that we've used to, what is it, Matt? Yippee-ki-yay Mr. Falcon.
Mr. Falcon, yeah. Even though there's no character in the movie named Mr. Falcon.
We also have the Millennium Falcon.
Sure. Yeah.
You could do the Falcon and the Snowman.
Yeah, Falcon and the Snowman. And we have the Tibetan warrior looking dude in Conan the Barbarian who thinks that having a falcon at your wrist is one of the greatest things in life.
Nice. Yes.
The Beastmaster.
Yes.
So yes. We could go the length of this series is life without talking about the Beastmaster.
Yeah, I've ruined that. That's what you get for inviting me. There you go.
Panther. Jungle Book has a panther.
That's true. And mm-hmm. then in Anchorman, right? What's the
panther? Yes, sex panther. Panther. Yeah. Smells like gasoline. Saints.
Ooh.
Tricky.
Ooh, I got one.
Let's hear it.
Millions by Danny Boyle.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
The kid keeps getting visited by all the weird patron saints of yesteryear.
Interesting. Very nice.
Yeah, you have The Messenger about Joan of Arc. She was a saint.
Oh, yeah. But we shouldn't talk about that movie, ever.
No. Much like Beastmaster. Buccaneers.
Okay, one of my favorite lines in a Seinfeld show. Remember they when they give away the puppy shirts to the homeless? And at the end, poor guy in the puppy shirts, can you spare us some change for an old Buccaneer? No, it really is a nice shirt.
This should be an easy one. Cowboy.
Hmm. Lots to choose from.
Yeah.
How about the Cowboys themselves in Tombstone?
Yes.
There you go.
The gang of Cowboys.
And
Cowboys
and aliens. Coming with me.
That's right. Cowboys and aliens. You know, I never did see that. Did you see that, Adam? Real quick.
No, I never did.
You saw it and you liked it, right?
I liked it, but the rest of the world hated it, so right, I don't go by my opinion.
It's Mac versus the world.
Giant is the next.
Oh, good one. Giants. You're not allowed to mention Harry Potter either.
Don't.
How about the rock eater from Neverending Story count?
It could be.
Yeah. Yeah, he's giant, but he's not like a giant. You know, it's a rock eater.
They do look like big strong hands, don't they?
there was another Mystery Science Theater one. Was it a Village of the Giants? I think.
Yes.
And with young Ron Howard is in it. And they were all teenagers run amok. Yeah.
Oh, there's that show Land of the Giants. I think we talked about.
Oh yes, that yeah. That's kind of right in the same vein as Village of the Giants. Yeah.
Michael Staley chimes in for our silent partner. Michael Staley chimes in the Frost Giants and Thor.
Oh,
yes.
Of course.
Thank you, Michael Staley.
Perfect.
Very good. Eagles at the Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, right?
Lord of the Rings. Yes.
Okay. Here's what this is to do with Eagles, but there was a. One of the first VHS tapes our family rented, I can't even remember it. Actually, I do remember it. It was called, it's called Buzzard or something. It was like some family movie. And some kid befriends a buzzard or, I don't know, whatever. At the end, the bad guy gets a gallon of bird poop dumped on him from an eagle. That's all I remember about it. And that was like a running gag in our family forever, eagle poop. That's what we called it. That's what we call the movie Eagle
Poop. Eagle Poop.
So if someone wants to research, I think the movie's called Buzzard, but there's a lot of eagle poop in it.
Great. Well, now we've come to the moment.
Yeah, have you just hit
straight up racism. Redskins. And I'll throw Peter Pan out there because there's that very disturbing scene where I think they actually sing a song about how they're Redskins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tiger Lily. Yeah.
How about, how about, what's
Dances with Wolves?
Oh, geez. I'm trying to keep this not racist.
I guess. I don't know.
He's in everything. But, okay, in Legend, he played the devil. That's a Redskin.
Oh, Tim Curry.
Tim Curry.
Yes.
Redskin. All right, I think Mike Stanley's got something for us. He's writing as we speak, the little pencil is scribbling. Azazel in X-Men First Class. Very nice. Yes.
The nice. Nightcrawler
dude. Yes.
Very good. This next one could go a couple different directions. I think if we go with the actual bird, it's going to be pretty difficult. But Cardinals. You can go Godfather. You can go Godfather 3 because there's some, Catholic cardinals in there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Cardinal Richelieu from Three Musketeers.
Right.
Well, and Sleepy Hollow didn't... Johnny Depp had that little cardinal game. He kept cardinal was in the cage and then wasn't in the cage.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
There's a geek barometer rising for you.
49ers.
Yeah, well, when we were talking about this off air, I was saying the scumbags from Zorro, the bad guys from Zorro,
because they were miners. Yeah.
Yeah, they were miners. I don't know if they were 49ers.
I don't know that that was. I don't think that was actually 1849. We said that, though.
All right, here we go. The Minor 49er and Scooby-Doo Monsters Unleashed.
Wow. Yes.
What?
We will not ask you, Michael. How do you know that? We will
Minor 49er. Come on.
Yeah, I looked it up here. The Oscar in 1949 went to All the King's Men. So there's that.
Oh, nice. That's good.
No, I like the Zorro one because I like that Zorro movie.
That's a good Zorro movie. I will say, since it's not a 49er, now we're talking about miners, but I just got to bring up one of my favorite lines, and that's in Galaxy Quest, where they say, look, they're all miners. And Sam Rockwell says, yeah, that can't be more than like 8 years old. Miners? Miners. Oh, fantastic. All right. Continue on.
This next one could be the one that stumps us.
Oh.
A Seahawk.
Yeah, a Seahawk. I mean, the only I only know what a Seahawk looks like based on the clip art on their helmets and how biologically correct that is. So,
yeah, is there such a thing?
I don't know. Well, I mean, there are seagulls.
And, a plane. That's a Seahawk.
That's true.
That'd be funny if like they named their the Seattle Seagulls. That would suck. That'd be a terrible name. Seahawk.
The internet tells me there's an Errol Flynn movie called The Seahawk.
That's not bad.
There you go. No going wrong with Errol Flynn.
Yeah. When you type in Seahawks in Wikipedia, it brings you to
Osprey. And that says that
the Osprey.
A Seahawk or the Osprey is mentioned in Shakespeare's Coriolanus.
Yeah, God, if you'd said Osprey, I would have given you like 100 different things.
Exactly.
All I know is looking at a
Seahawk, what the hell's that?
It doesn't Osprey. Look nearly as cool as what they have on their helmets. Let me just dive that right now.
Now. And then the final one.
All right.
A ram.
Right.
I'm gonna change the pronunciation a little bit and go with Mola Ram.
Mola Ram. Very good.
This is one example.
Or the orcs with their Gondor ram. Remember that?
Yes.
Battering rams. Those are in every fantasy movie.
That's from Willow. So we got to bring our Willow mentioned in here. Remember they cut down the tree, turned that into a ram in like 9 minutes?
I should have mentioned that in the previous one.
What?
I hate the most is when they make a ram in 9 minutes. I'm sick of this.
Chopped on the tree, chopped the branches off, boom, you got yourself a
worst ram-making convention ever.
That's right.
I mean, anybody who's ever made a ram knows you can't do it in minutes.
That's right.
Not well.
Not
you really want to carve it up and make it look like a pig with tusks and stuff.
Look, every good ram maker knows you can have it fast, you can have it cheaper, you can have it now.
That's right. Ram maker.
You're going to get two. That's it.
My dad is in the union, Local 47 Ram Makers International. there's a profession that's not around anymore.
if we were the kind of podcast that made T-shirts, there's a T-shirt to make. Sell that.
I mean, you talk about jobs that we lose jobs that never come back. I mean, I'm thinking like, could you imagine guys who specialize in ram making? I mean, all of a sudden you're out of a job,
There are fewer and fewer castles to,
Like, they're sending you up for World War I. Yeah, what's your specialty? Yeah. I apprenticed under a ram maker. Yeah. Sorry, I have no use for you, buddy.
First of all, the ram making got offshored.
Dude, yeah.
How am I supposed to compete with slave labor?
That's right. Yeah, the lost art of the ram making, just saying that's job. They took our jobs. All right, good job. Wow, we really squeezed another episode out of that. That's foolery.
That means we get a week off.
We do get a week off. Thank you to Adam and Mac for coming up in a big way. And thank you to Michael for being our mute partner here. But he gave us some much-needed ones, for sure.
Yeah, Minor 49er.
The Minor 49er. All right, Dan Mancini, what else is left to say?
Thanks, 10 points easy.